Hi, my name is Kirill Gavriluk. I'm an engineering manager in Azure Data Platform Group. And today we are talking about Azure DocumentDB, our blazing fast planet scale NoSQL database as a service. NoSQL is a fairly recent phenomenon in geological terms. However, it's gained major adoption across a number of use cases. Some of them are listed right here. And what's common between these use cases are three requirements. One, the data these use cases deal with tend to not either change its structure very often or has no predefined structure or schema whatsoever. These use cases tend to deal with large volumes of data, terabytes or even petabytes. And what's important is some of them, like IoT, telemetry, gaming, require database to sustain very high volume of ingestion at hundreds of thousands of requests per second or millions of requests per second, and at the same time offer very low latency data access. Azure DocumentDB is designed with these three requirements in mind at global scale. Let's dive into a demo. It's easy to get started with DocumentDB. Just look us up using your favorite search engine. And starting today, you can get started with us without having to sign up for Azure. We're announcing today Azure DocumentDB local emulator that enables you fully offline development without having to sign up for Azure. It's available on Windows today and will add support for Mac and Linux in the future. Once you download the local emulator, it will start automatically and you will see an icon in your system tray. And there are a few useful things here like resetting data and enabling or disabling throttles to emulate the environment in the cloud, important to testing your application. The other thing we offer you is a web-based interface, which pops up as soon as you start local emulator, or you can launch it from that menu. And we greet you first with a quick start. We offer support for .NET, Java, Node.js, and Python in terms of SDKs. And today we're announcing support for .NET Core, an SDK for .NET Core, enabling you to build ASP.NET applications and other .NET applications and run them on Linux or your Mac, talking to DocumentDB. If I choose .NET Core, I can open a sample project prepared for me that is connected to my local emulator instance in Visual Studio. And I already have it opened right here. As you can see, it's a standard MVC ASP.NET Core application, and all DocumentDB interactions are encapsulated in DocumentDB repository class. And DocumentDB offers a fairly rich query capabilities using language integrated link syntax. Right here. If we run it, it's a simple to-do application. A hello world of today, if you will. And it will allow us to store some data in our local emulator as well as querying it. So let's create a new task. Let's give it a name. Get milk seems to be a popular name with to-do applications. Get more milk. Let's create it. Once you create tasks in DocumentDB emulator, you can go back and explore them, what you stored in the database using the web-based integrated explorer. If you just click right here on this tab, we give you an explorer. In DocumentDB, data is stored in collections, right? And right here I have items collection as part of the to-do list database. Databases are fairly simple, plain containers, all the meters in collections. And right now, if I refresh, I see that I just inserted an item in my collection, and it's get milk, get more, just like we inserted. And note that in a collection, I can store heterogeneous documents, documents of different structures and types. For example, I also store users in the same collection. Because there is no schema, there is no predefined structure. You can store anything you like, whether it's key values or rich documents in DocumentDB. Once you build and tested your application, you can deploy it to the cloud. And there you get a lot more from DocumentDB. Here I have Azure Portal with one of the DocumentDB accounts opened, and I have a number of collections here. And just highlight a few things about DocumentDB. Some of these collections are scaled to a fairly high throughput. And you can just go right here. You don't need to think about VMs or cores or disk sizes. Just give us the throughput that you need. And in my device telemetry collection, I have 250,000 request units. Each request unit encapsulates capacity that needs to serve certain number of requests. For example, one request unit per second allows DocumentDB to serve one read of 1 kilobyte document per second. And here I have this collection provisioned at 250,000 read requests per second. And the important thing is that it's gonna serve 250,000 requests per second today, tomorrow, until the end of time, guaranteed with SLA, because it's, DocumentDB offers predictable throughput. Now, once we provisioned and have this humongous traffic running against our DocumentDB collection, we can look at the metrics. And you can see here that, not on this collection, but a more interesting one, device telemetry, you can see here that while we're pounding it with a lot of requests per second, latency, we're able to sustain consistently below 10 milliseconds and for reads, and similarly for writes, well below 15 milliseconds. With this high throughput and low latency, DocumentDB can also offer your data across the world using our turnkey global replication capability. Just go to Replicate Data Globally, and you can replicate this collection across the world, in Europe, in Japan, in Hong Kong, anywhere. And across the world, with transparent replication, we bring the data to your users so they can get benefit to the same single-digit millisecond latency, no matter where they are in the world. It also gives you, as a side effect, high availability, because you can specify manual or failover policies, or manually failover your database to whatever region you like, whenever you like. We just gave you a glimpse of Azure DocumentDB, our blazing fast planet-scale NoSQL managed database as a service that offers you a very easy way to store and query schemaless data of heterogeneous structure, and offers you familiar APIs, whether it's a SQL query syntax or, very popular among NoSQL developers, MongoDB API. All of your data is auto-indexed and schemaless, and auto-indexing allows you for very low latency queries. We offer you single-digit millisecond reads and very fast writes, and at the same time, we allow you to scale to millions requests per second sustained throughput, and no matter how much data you need to store, could be terabytes or petabytes, and all of this is available to you globally. You can make your data available to your customers across the world with the same load latency and make your system highly available using our turnkey geo-replication. All of this is backed by 4.9 SLAs and now is available with local emulator and .NET Core APIs. Give it a try today, follow us on Twitter, ask us a question on Stack Overflow, and when you get a chance, look for more Connect videos on Channel 9.